Hello, everyone. Welcome to another podcast of Preventive Health and Safety. Alan Dougherty here, and so glad you can join us. Today, I'm going to be talking about a subject that's really near and dear to my heart, and it is really, really important. It might be seeming like it's a little off the road as far as preventive health and safety goes, but I assure you it ties in quite well. When I was a young person, about 11, 12, 13 years old, my mother had a major battle with depression to the point where she was attempting to take her life several times and spent most of those 3 and 4 years inside the hospital or some kind of health clinic for those with mental disorders. Finally, she had some electroconvulsive therapy and was able to get out and really changed her dramatically, and we were so thankful for that. But it really took its toll, and the truth is many, many people today are in the same situation. As a matter of fact, 21 million people in the United States have had at least one major depressive disorder. That's somewhere around 8.3% of the adult population in the United States, and that's pretty significant. The real sad part about these statistics is the fact that 39% of those people, even though they might have been diagnosed and have had an initial therapy or treatment, they didn't continue on with any therapy or any treatment, and most likely are still depressed today. When we look at defining depression, it's so much different than just being sad and feeling down. All of us have periods of that, don't we? Something doesn't go the way we want it to. We experience a loss, a hardship, just watching the news, right? It really gets you down sometimes. But a depressed person is like that all the time. I mean, that's their norm. That's their baseline. And they don't really have any way to come out of that. I mean, we may have a day where we feel like, oh my goodness, if I ever go through another day like that, I just ain't going to make it. And then the next day might be, whoa, that was such a cool day. If every day was like today, man, it would be so great. So we kind of fluctuate up and down, go with the flow, and that's what our body is built to do. But there's enough buffer in us to be able to buffer that bad time because we know it's not permanent. But with someone who's suffering from depression, the feeling of permanency is there. In other words, it's always gloom and doom. It's always feeling sad. It's always being down. And so that's what these people deal with all the time. Now, when I said they link to preventive health and safety, the truth is that depression has a lot to do with our physical health. For example, just looking at the central nervous system, I mean, there's all kinds of things, of course, as you know, with nerves in our bodies, and the central nervous system and the peripheral nervous system can be affected by depression. It can cause just horrible, overwhelming feelings of sadness and guilt, regret a lot of times of things that have happened in the past, just memories mounting up of things that they wish they would have done differently. And it just keeps playing over and playing over. It's kind of like you have a history book, and the only pages that'll fall open to are the bad things that have happened in your life. And it's really, really difficult to be able to maintain a healthy mental attitude when all you can think about are the bad things that have happened in your life. Not only that, you could have, it causes difficulties with memory. It causes difficulties with reaction time, which, as we've talked about in driving and other things, can be very important. It also affects your basic cognitive or thinking ability. It just kind of puts everything in slow motion, and it gets you to the place where you're not sharp, and that's causes even more problems, obviously, because now when you're trying to decide what's going on with yourself and trying to figure out maybe what I need to do to get some help or find a way to be able to remedy some of these things, now you're not even able to think about that. That's why a lot of times it's hard to talk someone. Now listen very carefully to this. It's really hard to talk someone who needs help into getting help. And you say, wow, you know, that does seem a lot. I have talked to a lot of people that really seem like they need to get help, but they just don't want it. They don't want the help. They don't want to go to therapy. They don't want to go see a doctor. And the reason is because their thinking is not correct. And their decision-making processes have been all mixed up. And they just feeling to the point where it's kind of like trying to dig yourself out of a hole. No matter what they try, they're still going to be in the hole. No matter how hard they dig, they're still going to be in the hole. No matter how fast they run, they're still going to be on the hamster wheel and they're not going anywhere. That's what it feels like to really be in a major depressive disorder. Not only that, depression can have an effect on your heart. Obviously, you know that the things in our minds secrete different hormones, as stress does. Stress is another one along with depression. And it can cause the heart to have perhaps beat faster, perhaps beat harder, perhaps, you know, incite the heart and somehow exact some problems that wouldn't have been there if it wasn't for the depression or the stress. So I didn't want to get it too deep into all the physiological details because it's just enough to say that, you know, people say, oh, they died of a broken heart. Huh, sometimes that's not too far from the truth because people that suffer major depressive disorders are at a higher risk for heart problems. And then the immune system. A lot of times the immune system becomes really depressed whenever the patient is depressed. That means they're not able to fight off bacteria and viruses that they may come in contact with that the body would normally be able to overcome. There are many diseases that can be acquired because of immunosuppressants. It's not something that they can control. It's not something that they can take a pill to overcome. What I'm trying to get at is there's a whole lot of medical conditions and a whole lot of things physically that can go on with patients who have depression, but the root is the depression. You know, rather than trying to work on the cure for all the things that are going around because of the depression, you have to treat the depression. But then you go back again. That's why I call it a slippery slope. You go back into the fact that the central nervous system is affected, the thinking, the decision making. So it's really difficult to find a way to talk some of these people into getting health. Then there's pain. No matter what condition you're in, pain does not help. Pain is just a pain, right? I mean, it really causes you to decline to a state that's just not you. That nagging pain. Oh, I battled my knee for years and years and years before I got my knee replacement. And, it affects you. It really does. I mean, it tires you out. You're thinking about it all the time. It's just really one of those things that take away from you being able to be the person you need to be. And that even makes you more depressed. Some of these pains that are caused by depression, there's really no cause for them. It's not like it's a broken bone or it's not like it's any type of inflammation or bursitis or arthritis or anything like that. It's just simply a pain that's caused by the fact that the central nervous system and the peripheral nervous system have detected this depression and electrical impulses are causing pain. Not only that, when you think about people that have depression, they also have headaches a lot. They complain about not being able to sleep, and that compounds things, doesn't it? So you got this headache. It's like the pain I described earlier that just kind of really sets you back all day long, and now you're not able to sleep as well. I've been through some times in my life, and I may not classify myself as being depressed, but I've had some major change points in my life and some tragedies that have taken place in my life where there for a long time, you know, it was just really hard to even get up the next morning. Those of you that experienced great loss or have had big setbacks, you know what I'm talking about. And the problem is when you lay down to go to sleep at night because you're so tired, because it drains your energy and you're so tired, all you want to do is go to sleep because you know if you go to sleep, your mind shuts off. But then you lay down and you can't sleep. So now it's even compounded. All the other things that are going on with depression, and now you can't sleep, so you're going to be even more tired. You're going to be able to do even less, and that's going to cause even more depression. See, that's why I entitled this A Slippery Slope. It just keeps going around and going around. Somehow, you have to get off that wheel. Somehow, you have to get off that treadmill because it's going to keep going on and keep coming back. You've got to get help whenever you have a major depressive disorder. All right. And this may not be you, and I hope it isn't, but someday it could be. And hopefully you'll remember some of the things that we're talking about. Chronic conditions seem to become worse. Arthritis, asthma, diabetes, obesity. You know, the thing about depression is it can act different ways with different people. For example, some people that get depressed quit eating and they just start really losing weight. Their protein levels drop, which causes even more physical problems. And it's really, I mean, they're just in that prime state to come down with something serious. And then on the other hand, you have people that get depressed and they eat all the time. They just want to eat, they want to eat, they want to eat. And they just, it's not that they're hungry necessarily. It's just that they want to have something to eat. They want to get it in their mouths. There's some kind of gratification there. And they binge eat. And when they do that, they gain weight. And then that makes them even feel worse. Depression is a very serious situation. And don't forget, there are degrees of depression. When we say a major depressive disorder, you know, that sounds like it means, wow, they're gone. You know, they're on suicide watch. And that's not exactly what I mean. But when you have a depressive disorder, it could be, you know, moderate. It could be slightly below moderate. It could be severe. And there's all kind of levels in between. But we have to realize that the goal for depression is the same with everyone. And that's to get help so that you can learn how to deal with it and hopefully overcome it. You lose energy. You don't do as much. When you don't do as much, then you get more depressed. When you get more depressed, you lose energy. Then when you lose energy, you do even less. You see where I'm coming from? You're trying to lose weight. No matter how hard you try, you can't do it. So you get depressed. Then when you get depressed, you start eating more and you gain weight. Now you're really depressed. And it's a vicious cycle, really. People don't realize how devastating depression can really be. I mean, you look at the number of suicides. And I'm not saying all suicides are caused by depression. And that might sound funny, but a lot of times it might just be because of something that happened right then and there. And they decided, that's it. I can't live anymore. It's not like they've had a major depressive disorder. They've had an event take place that they felt like they wouldn't be able to live the next day and go through it. So they committed suicide. But many suicides take place because people are such despair. They are so depressed. They don't even want to think about living another day. They lose hope. What really is hope? So we have today, right? Hope is future based. I hope things are going to change when in the future. I hope tomorrow will be better. I hope things are going to change, you see, the things that are in the future. And when people are depressed, that hope's gone or it's really dwindled. They haven't seen it in the past. Why haven't they seen it in the past? Remember, we talked about that. Because when the history book opens, all they see is what? Bad things. All they see is bad memories. So they don't say nothing ever worked in the past. Nothing's ever going to work in the future. So hope is gone. And I'll tell you what, it's a sad thing to go on in life thinking that I am in a horrible state and it's never going to change. That's when the next topic comes up. They say, if everything has happened bad in the past And that means nothing's going to change. And so there's no hope of anything better in the future. Then why even go on? And that's when they get to talking about taking their life. Very, very sad. And you never want to get to that point. And we never want anyone else to get to that point. And that's why I'm stressing it's so important to early detection and early treatment and therapy for any type of major depressive disorder. Now, I'm going to run down here really quickly and just talk to you about a few signs and symptoms of depression. And again, I hope you're not just listening to these podcasts. I hope that you're getting other people to listen to them too. You might know some people that, you know, just by listening to some of the things, they may be a little depressed. I think they may be getting there, or they sure have some of the signs. Have them listen to this podcast and implore them to get some help. So some of the signs and symptoms, obviously, a persistent depressed mood. That mood can cause feelings of sadness. Frequently, they're crying. And then it can act another way also. It can cause irritability. Now, I know a lot of irritable people. I don't think they're depressed. They're just natural irritable people. But irritability is a symptom of depression. I mean, you don't have the patience you used to. You know, someone does something and you kind of blow it off. But now that you have that depression, you can't blow it off anymore. You can't accept it anymore. Your patience is down. And so you get really irritable and start snapping at people. Did you ever notice anybody like that? That they're perfectly fine. Everything's great. And all of a sudden, they start snapping and getting angry fast. And, you know, they very quickly turn on you. A lot of times it's because of some type of condition that is occurring in them as far as depression goes because of something they may be going through in life. Then a loss of interest. You know, I used to love to fish. Used to love to go bowling. I used to love to golf. Used to love to do this. I don't like doing any of that anymore. I used to build stuff with wood. I loved it. Used to do this. All the used to things that you really enjoyed in life. And now you don't even look forward to them. And, you know, a lot of that, I've been through a lot. And some of the times right around there, I would used to always say, oh my, it's almost the first day of trout season. I can't wait to get out there and catch some trout. And then it would come along and I'd just say, you know, if I get out, I get out. If I don't, I don't. I ain't worried about it. You lose interest in things. You lose interest in your partner. You lose interest in intimacy. There's a lot of things that take place. You no longer have that drive. You no longer have that desire. All those things have just been dulled. That's a good way to do it. I mean, before they were sharp. They were brisk. They were, really strong. But now they're just, you know, you can take them or leave them. And that's a really big sign that you may have some type of depressive disorder. Sleep disturbance, we've already talked about that. All kind of things can cause sleep disturbance, but depression can as well. That's one of the symptoms. You just can't rest. You just can't sleep. You can put your body in bed, but you can't turn your mind off. And that complicates matters quite a bit. Fatigue and lack of energy, we've talked about that too. I mean, you just lose all your energy. And when you lose all your energy, you can't fight anymore. You're just so tired. You're tired of battling. You're tired of fighting. You know, a lot of times depressed people will do everything they can to try to talk themselves out of it. Say, no, it's going to be all right. I'm going to make it through this. You know, there is going to be a better tomorrow. But, you know, you do that every day nonstop and stay up at night and do it. Sooner or later, you get tired. You don't have the energy to fight anymore. You just kind of give up. Negative thinking. Everything's negative. No matter what happens, it's negative. You could say something and 10 people would say, wow, that's wonderful. But the depressed person is going to find something wrong with it. They're going to say it's not that great. It's not that good. And it's negative thinking all the time. It's kind of like having, you know, the saying, everything stinks when you have a piece of Limburger cheese under your nose. That's exactly the way it is. No matter what happens, you watch the news, maybe they even come across with something that was really good that took place. Very seldom they do that, but sometimes they do. And, you know, a depressed person just, they'll gloss over that and they'll focus on the things that bring more depression. Feelings of worthlessness. You know, a lot of times people get depressed because of regrets and things that they've done in the past. And let me say this. There is no such thing as a time machine. And there's no way we can go back in time and change things. We just can't. If something's happened in the past, it can't be undone. All right? But the problem is, we can let things in the past bother us so much in the present that we're going to either repeat or have a lot more problems in the future. Okay, so what you need to do is make sure that you learn things from the past. Here's something that happened in my life. Here's a regret I have. I should have done this. I shouldn't have done that. I should have said this. I shouldn't have said that. Okay, you can't take that back. I mean, you can try to make reparations if possible, but you can't take it back what was done. But you can learn from it and make sure that you forgive yourself, love yourself, and go forward doing the best you can to be the best person that you can be. I mean, you can't live with regret. My first book I wrote was called Reincarnate Now, which is basically a book on how people that have faced so many storms in the past that they're in a storm themselves. And the truth is, the storms of our past can often create rainbows in our future if we learn from those things in the past and are able to apply them to things in the future. And then, of course, physical problems, we discussed that, and feelings like you just don't want to go on anymore. And it was so sad to watch my mother, you know, take a whole bunch of pills and drink some whiskey with them and hope that she would never wake up. I remember so many times calling the ambulance to come pick her up and take her to the hospital. You know, sometimes she got really close. I mean, when she finally did get home from the hospital, she'd tell us, doctor said a few more minutes and I would have been gone. And it was almost like she was disappointed, and I'm sure she was. Mental health is nothing to fool with, and depression is nothing to fool with. And I'm begging you that if you even feel like you're starting to go down that road, get help. Even if it's just your primary care physician, make sure they know that. And by the way, you know how important this subject is? Almost every time I go to the doctor, they ask me about how I feel about myself. You know, do you feel depressed? Have you ever thought about hurting yourself or someone else? You know, I mean, they ask these questions now because it's so prevalent. And, you know, your PCP should be doing the same thing, screening you for depression. It's that important. So listen, I really hope you got something out of this today. I hope you'll share it with others, because this could be something that can make a big difference and avert a huge tragedy. People that are depressed are living in a horrible world. It's a world made up of disappointment. It's a world made up of despair, agony. It actually causes physical pain. So if you can help somebody get out of that, or if you can get out of it yourself, it's going to be a wonderful thing. And it will be, you'll be so glad that you did. All right. Thank you again for joining. My name is Alan Dougherty. This is Preventive Health and Safety. And I'll see you next week.